790 AM, 94.1 FM, KFJO.com, the KFJO mobile app. Follow 790 KFJO on Twitter and like the KFJO Morning Crew on Facebook.
He perhaps is the biggest Chicago fan of all time. Greg Kempel, Maple River Winery, Mindak Market, joining us here on the KFJO Morning Crew this morning. Is that true? Are your wife or daughters bigger fans than you are, Greg?
Oh, I got to give a shout out to my daughters. Melody, by far, is number one.
There we go. Love Chicago. Okay, so you have hand sanitizer, and a lot of our listeners might need some hand sanitizer, Germoff. Tell us more about it, Greg.
Well, we put a team together. We got a lot of phone calls being in the ambulance for about 25-plus years, made a lot of friendships, and about 4 or 5 weeks ago when this really started to blossom, everybody was saying, you know, we're running low on hand sanitizer, running low. And we worked with Marlo Anderson on National Day Calendar and Mandan and the Mitch and Larry at Invig Oils. And we put together a team and we started making hand sanitizer. And we're probably pushing 10,000 gallons already.
Where are you making it?
We're making it in Bismarck and Mandan area. Because we need a big area and we need an FDA facility so we could really, really pump it out good.
Greg, tell us.
We have distributors, retailers all across the state. Dickinson, Minot, Mandan, Bismarck, Castleton, I'll give you a hint, Maple River Winery, and then West Fargo, Swen Products. And our friends up in Devil's Lake, Lone Tree Design.
Greg, when we started to hear about the shortage of hand sanitizer, as you said, that this is the entrepreneur spirit. This is the spirit of America. Legitimately, is when there's a need, people say, "How can we help out?" Give our listeners like a little taste of how big is this? Because I can't imagine if you've got it here that there are people from L.A. to Chicago that want to get hand sanitizer.
I'll tell you what, the FDA and the alcohol regulations have really, really worked things out good. Our ag commissioner, Doug Garing, has been phenomenal. We don't see the need here, you know, but what we're seeing is we're getting contacted by major grocery chains here now wanting to supply it. We've had people that are, you know, looking to make some money, like in Los Angeles. It's funny, we posted a picture on LinkedIn, and within 5 minutes we had a person that was with a private equity firm that wanted to buy $1 million worth. And he said that it would be just for daycares. And we all kind of chuckled at that.
Wow. There is a big need out there for the hand sanitizer. So how long have you guys been producing for approximately?
I would say probably about 2 weeks. We had to get a little something changed with the FDA, and the ag commissioner worked with us. And he did just a tremendous job. And A lot of it was based on science. In a nutshell, the ethanol plants here in North Dakota and upper Midwest, you know, they turn out a lot of ethanol, and the FDA didn't want that ethanol used because it wasn't food grade. It wasn't made in a food grade facility. But all the tests were done, the measurements were done, and some of the specs did better than the food grade ethanol plants.
Greg Kempel, Mindak Market, Maple River Winery, joining us on the KFJO Morning Crew, seeing a need and along with many other people able to help out. Where does your product come from? Does some of your product come locally?
Yes, some comes from our distillery. Some comes from our safflower oil guys who bring safflowers from Southwest North Dakota. They're the number one safflower oil producer in the world. And they extract it at a facility in Bismarck, and that goes in the hand sanitizer. The FDA allows, they need something to make your hands feel good after the hand sanitizer because it's doing its job, and you got to have a little something in there, and the safflower oil really makes your hands feel really nice and smooth.
In addition, by purchasing Germoff, we are helping support local businesses. Do you have any idea, Greg, if you guys, you know, how long you'll be producing this, what potentially the demand will be, like any idea whatsoever?
You know, I tell you what, we listen to the governor, we listen to our mayors. Who knows? I'd love to be out of business next week. Yeah. But it's going to be a while. We got to take care of our local friends and neighbors, you know, and the need is just unbelievable. We have curbside pickup, like at the winery in Castleton. 10 a.m. we usually start, and Swen Products, they built a drive-through, so you don't even have to get out of your car. You just call them, and they bring it right up to your car, same as in Castleton.
And I've seen the gallon jugs that you've had on Facebook there, Greg, but you've got smaller containers as well?
I'll tell you what, we're really pushing gallons just simply because we can get those out in the marketplace, get them out, so that way people have like a 2 or 3 week supply, so we can get everybody covered at once.
Well, and you can check in with family too if it's just for individual use. But I imagine you guys are hearing from a lot of businesses as well, and maybe daycares, nursing homes, etc., stuff along that line.
Everybody's been contacting us, and the need is just unbelievable. And we're trying to be just one of those little cogs in helping out the area to keep them safe. You always hear about wearing your masks and gloves. We even wipe our feet down with sanitizer at the end of the day and the start of the day because you don't know where you've been.
Yeah, good point. It's called Germoff. They are selling it in many different locations. Hand sanitizer if you need it. We know it's very tough to find on the store shelves. Now, Maple River Winery in Castleton is where we can come pick it up. The closest, where is Swen Products located? Somebody texted in. They ordered some off Swen Products. Where's that, Greg?
That's on Main Avenue in West Fargo. You can't miss them. You just look for the sign that says enter here. And what we're telling people is whether they go to Dickinson, whether they go to Devil's Lake, call first. So that way we're trying to keep all the people that are participating, we're trying to keep them safe, trying to keep them away from keeping that social distance. We really want to do that because, you know, they could be home watching TV with their kids, but instead they're standing outside with face masks and gloves, making sure people get sanitizer.
You bet. We can also get it at Devil's Lake, Linton, Mandan, you mentioned Minot. Is it available? Can people buy it online, or do you have to stop at one of these locations?
If they're in North Dakota, I recommend going to a location. If they want to ship one to their brother in Texas, that's the way to go. Swen Products website can ship, or Ship Safe and Mandan can ship it. But you know what? If you live in Kindred, if you live in Hillsboro, if you live in Woods, you know, go to one of the local stores. So that way you save on shipping, and that frees up another gallon that could be shipped to someone's brother in South Dakota or Wisconsin.
Greg Kemple, we're talking about Germoff hand sanitizer using local regional products here. It's being made and it's being distributed. Can it only be a short-time venture, Greg, once the immediate pandemic is over here, or could this turn into a long-term business potentially?
Well, our license is good during a public health emergency. We worked very, very closely with the FDA, and they, you know, normally, you know, it probably takes 6 months to 12 months for a license. And we had a license in six hours because of, first of all, our reputation. Plus, we had everything in order, bang, 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 bang. And, you know, the safflower oil with the hand sanitizer, you could see a local hand sanitizing company coming out with some nice lotions after this. There's a lot of talk. We've got a lot of feedback that, oh, that safflower oil is good. And then what they do is some people put a little mint extract in there or a little almond extract to kind of give it a little essence. Federal law prohibits us from putting any oils or anything in there for a scent. But we recommend a little mint extract from the grocery store.
Yeah, you can do it yourself. Okay, if anybody has any questions, because I'm sure there's somebody out there that might want to pick up the phone and call, is there a way they can call or a website where they can look online to get some more information on Germoff hand sanitizer?
I'll tell you what, I keep our Maple River Winery up to date on Facebook. Our Germoff is on Facebook. You can call the winery during business hours, 347-5900. Swen Products, 484-5000. And remember, call them and ask them how to do things at the store, so that way you're protected and the employees protected.
Excellent. Greg, thanks for what you are doing and what all those others are doing, working together here to get this product to those of us who need it. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's a wonderful family. Thanks for being part of it.
You bet. That's Greg Kemple, Maple River Winery, Mindac Market.